Welcome to the exclusive podcast of the Potomac Patriots. This is Patriots Playback, presented by Cross Ice Feed. We go now to your host, David Stern.
Welcome to this week's edition of Patriots Playback. I'm David Stearns, here with the update following last weekend's, start to the season. And it came as a surprise to Coach R.J. Ziegler, who was not expecting two league games to take place in last weekend's Hitman Showcase, but that's just what he got. But real quickly here, let's go over the scores. Let's start with the Potomac Patriots Empire team, coached by Matt Little and Steve Sherman. They started the weekend out a little rocky here with a 7-2 loss to the Boston Junior Bruins, followed up there with a 9-2 loss against the Syracuse Stars. Some difficulties on that team's behalf, given the travel at 4 in the morning up to the showcase, playing a morning game against Boston, and then an evening game. If I recall correctly, Coach Little told me that that Syracuse game took place at 11 o'clock at night, so no downtime for his guys at all. But they came back in strong fashion against the Frederick Freeze the next day with a 4-1 victory, and then had a heartbreaker and a loss to the Islanders with a final score of 4-3. Just to remind everybody out there that these games are in showcase format, which is 2 25-minute halves against the traditional 3 20-minute periods. So, a tough weekend for the Empire team, and equally so for the Elite team. We'll get to more information on that as far as the details go, but they did go 1-4 as well. They started out with the Syracuse Stars, and they lost 5-2, followed up there with the Rochester Junior Americans, a loss 4-2 in a close contest, and then a bit of a lopsided tilt here against the Springfield Picks, the loss of 6-0. But to round out the weekend, they had a victory in their pocket, and that was against the Portland Junior Pirates with a score of 6-4. So we'll get to Coach Ziegler's comments at the end of this podcast here, but let's start off with pretty much the star of the weekend for R.J. Ziegler, and that was Mikey Carr. All right, I'm joined with Mikey Carr of the Potomac Patriots Elite Team. Mikey, you are now the team's leading scorer, as I'm told here, with the weekend up at the Hitman Showcase. 1 goal, 4 assists, and a +3. Talk about how the weekend unfolded for you.
I mean, I think we all came out strong. We're all battling for the puck. I think my line especially did pretty well. It was our first time playing together, actually. The week before that, practice went well, but, I mean, we came out on top in the last game, and I think we really worked hard for that one.
Now, how did it feel out there on the ice with the, you got half a batch of guys coming from last year along with yourself and half a batch of new guys. What was it like out there this year?
I mean, I think we all clicked together right from the start. Training camp went well. Practices went well. I mean, we're all really starting to come together, and just a few more weeks, I think we'll be 100%. So it's going well.
What have you done in the off season to kind of elevate your game? You kind of had a side comment with me a second ago about last year and that, but what is it this year that motivates you to kind of, stand out a lot better than you did in the past, I guess?
I mean, I tried, started out going to the gym first couple months, didn't work out too well, and then figured I definitely needed to start gaining weight, get back in the gym, so I regained the gym and went back throughout the rest of the summer.
Well, I ain't going to lie, you are one of the smaller guys on the team, and you probably know that yourself. What are your goals for this year? I mean, the season's just brand new. You got a lot of time to work with here. What are your ultimate goals?
Weight's the main thing. I mean, I got to definitely start hitting the gym this year. I haven't in the past couple of years, and that's really going to be the main factor this year.
All right. Well, good luck this season.
All right. Thank you.
So to get you an idea of what Mikey Carr did last season, he had only 6 assists in 30 games, 8 penalty minutes, and 4 power play assists. And already he is 1 point away from matching what he had accomplished last season. So being on that line with Cameron Smith and Jake Wensley, quite a powerful combination. And if you ever get a look at Wensley, he's a bit taller than those two. And Mikey Carr apparently, finding some great chemistry with that line. We'll have to wait and see if Coach Ziegler keeps that line together for this coming weekend against the Atlanta Junior Knights. So quite an impressive performance from Michael Carr on the Potomac Patriots Elite Team in this past weekend's Hitman Showcase. So speaking of highlights here, we have a newcomer on the team that we're going to go to next, and we got a chance to talk with the new keeper in town who will be toggling with Dustin Moyer, and that was Philip Park.
David Stearns joined here with Philip Park. Phil, is that what you go by?
Phillip's fine.
Phillip's fine. Okay, good. All right. So you had two starts in this past weekend's games up there at the Hitman Showcase. You played the first game against Rochester in a 4-2 loss and then a 6-4 victory against Portland. 906 save percentage, not too shabby. How did it feel being out there on the ice with this new squad?
You know, it felt really good. Last year wasn't my best year, and this year coming to a new place, it just felt really good to get out on the ice, get the season started on a good foot, get the win so that we can come in with some momentum this weekend.
Now talk about the most important players on your team right now for you, your defense. What do you think about the defensive core and how they helped out in getting you the victory against Portland?
I feel like they kept me pretty protected where I wasn't really forced with any massive problems looking through in front of the net. There's probably some communication that can be used to help all of us, and their chemistry will probably get better as the season goes on, so that will make everything flow easier and work better together.
And what is the attitude in the week, after coming into this weekend ahead against Atlanta? Talk a little bit about the locker room feel right now. And, half this team has been together in the past, half this team is brand new, including yourself. What does it sound like in there?
Right now, I think we're all doing pretty well. The Coach RJ has done a really good job getting us a lot of opportunity to get together and bond as a team. And I mean, last weekend it was our first weekend playing games, and we felt like we improved a lot. So this weekend we believe that we can only do better and keep improving as the season goes on.
Now you're on a roster with a veteran, Dustin Moyer. How's this going to work out with you two? I mean, is it going to be a competitive match with you and him? I mean, I know it's kind of a forward question, but where do you see yourself fitting in the depth chart next to him?
As of right now, I don't really feel like either one of us is really the number one goalie yet. Okay. I feel like we both had our ups and downs this past weekend, but I feel like we'll really push each other to be better because we're very similar. Our playing style is pretty similar. We're not completely different goalies, and we're both the same age. We're both trying to go the exact same places. We're both trying to play college hockey. We're both trying to move on to tier two. Hockey. Mm-hmm. So I feel like we'll definitely push each other, and the only thing that it could do is make us both better goalies. So
what are you going to do ultimately as a goal? Have you set up a goal in what you must do in order to be the number one goalie on this team?
Just whenever I get an opportunity, I just need to go out there, play my best, make sure that I work on my rebound control is good. I talk a lot to my players, get a couple wins every once in a while, but just take the most of any opportunity that I'm given.
All right, Phillip, thanks for joining us, and good luck in this season.
Thank you.
That was one of the newest members of the Potomac Patriots Elite Team, goaltender Phillip Park, talking about his split weekend at the Hitman Showcase, and very excited to see what he has to offer. You know, if he has similar styles with Dustin Moyer, we may be looking at a goaltending battle between the two for a number one spot, or maybe Coach Ziegler concedes the number one spot to a rotate between the two throughout the season instead of favoring one over another. So I'm excited to see, as many others are as well, to see what kind of goaltending situation we will have on hand this 2013-2014 season. So let's move on to yet another new member to this Potomac Patriots squad. We caught up with Jake Wensley, who centered that line with Cameron Smith and Mike Carr. Here is Jake Wensley.
Joined now with Jake Wensley, the newest member of the Potomac Patriots. This past weekend, you had a 59% face-off percentage. I almost did it there, calling you out as a goalie, but no, you are one of the newer forwards here. Talk a little bit about where you come from and what you bring to this team.
Well, I'm 20 years old. I'm from British Columbia, Vancouver. RJ, he found me in a Las Vegas showcase. I was playing with the Middlesex Islanders last year and decided that I wanted to go back to the West Coast, but he came up to me and he gave me probably one of the best speeches I think I've heard. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of a hands-down kind of thing, and I had to come here, and I've been happy with the decisions I've made so far.
And yeah, the team's great right now. My the locker room, inside the locker room, has never been, I've never seen a team that's been able to come together and so quick, mm-hmm. especially playing on the weekend. Playing those four teams, they said they could be the top teams in the league, and you know, being our first four games of the you know, exhibition games almost mm-hmm. for us, it was an experience that we're able to come out with as better players. So yeah, it's going really well so far.
Okay. Now, tell us a little bit about maybe you seem like you're a very mature gentleman here, and you know, talk about the difference in like the ages in the locker room. That, you know, with junior hockey, you get the span between 20 and 15 year olds. Talk about, you know, a little bit about yourself, and you know, are you a leader? What kind of a player are you on this roster here?
Right now, I'm just trying to be that guy that that everybody needs me to be. I'm going to be that all around guy. I'll hit. I'll take face-offs. I'll do whatever I can to win the battles and help my team mm-hmm. come out stronger in every war that we go through.
Okay. You certainly don't sound Canadian being from British Columbia. I'd have to just say that right now. Maybe it's just an Eastern Canada thing where everything's kind of, you know.
Yeah, it definitely is. I went to Toronto last year, and the way that I don't even know how many times I've heard A in my lifetime, and
it's more prevalent.
I swear to God, they speak a different language there.
Oh, I think they do. Yeah. Go even further east, and it's completely different.
Exactly.
Too. Well, talk about the difference in playing style that you've seen, you know, coming from the west coast of Canada, you know, here to the eastern seaboard of the United States. Talk a little bit about the difference in the level of hockey.
The level, it's not so much the level of hockey. It's I think it's the speed, and it's. Back at home, it was probably more just systems and a lot more passing, settling it down, a lot slower, actually.
Okay.
Here, as soon as you get the puck, it's going up and down, either way. So that's what I found was a lot different compared mm-hmm. compared to the West Coast. But, you know, it was hard to adapt playing last year. Mm-hmm. And this year, I think I figured it out, and I'm able to... put up a few more points than I did, and hopefully this season will be a lot better too.
Okay, I caught your Canadian there. You said out.
Better.
Yeah, that's how you're getting English too. All right, so tell people just so they get an idea of what to expect this season. What professional hockey player would you model yourself after? Like who best resembles you?
I don't really have a player in mind. I guess the closest player actually would probably be Alice Hemsky.
Ooh, okay.
I like the, you know, I like his hands. I like the way he sees the ice. Mm-hmm. And definitely in his prime, he was definitely one of those guys that you could rely on to make every play just correct. Mm-hmm. And to get, you know, getting the puck out of the zone, making... you know, getting open for your other players, and that's exactly what I'm here to do.
Well, from the sounds of it, Edmonton needs more or less Hemskys than just one, so in order to get the playoffs. So, hey, thanks for stopping by, Jake Wensley, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
That was the ever so entertaining Jake Wensley. You know, looking back on his history here, you know, last year he played with the Middlesex Islanders and had only 6 goals, 4 assists in 23 games played, with the game-winning goal in one of those contests. But you look back further, I did a little homework here, you know, playing in the Pacific Junior Hockey League, he netted 35 points in 38 games with the North Delta Devils. So 19 goals, 16 assists, so a well-balanced player with 7 power play goals under his belt, 5 game-winning goals, and a healthy 78 penalty minutes. But I think that, you know, maybe he just didn't have a good opportunity last year to kind of shine there with the Islanders. But, you know, Coach Ziegler went out and discovered him, as you heard from Jake, and it looks like this year we do have a lot of promising things to come from Mr. Wensley. So now let's give the final segment here to the big man himself, Coach RJ Ziegler, talking about this past weekend up at the Hitmen Showcase.
Joined now with head coach RJ Ziegler. Coach, this past weekend, you guys went 1-3, but a lot of things to build off of, especially that win against Portland.
Yeah, it was a situation that unfortunately, we were placed in. When we scheduled the Jersey Hitmen Showcase, we scheduled it as 4 non-league games, and this is why. You know, every team needs an opportunity to play non-league games before they get into the season. There's not a lot of opportunity for us to play teams from around here, and so we have to go other places, and travel budgets are tight, and it's tough to find ways to get your non-league games, and I was under the impression that we were going to get 4 non-leagues this weekend. It didn't come out that way. Ended up having not only 2 games be league games, but having the very first 2 games we played as league games. Anybody who was watching the first 10 minutes of Syracuse could tell that it was the first time our guys were on the ice. It wasn't pretty. But on a positive side, everybody, you know, they played hard. They didn't. No one was trying to make excuses, or there was never a complaint that the first 2 games were league games. Everybody was there to do their job, and they all really worked to do the best they could. We obviously saw lots of things that we need to fix. But as the weekend went on, we played really well. There was a stretch of about maybe 10 minutes of the Springfield Picks second half that was one that we'd like to forget. Mm-hmm. But other than that, we played very well. You know, the Syracuse game after the first 10 minutes was a 1-goal game. Syracuse has got a great program. Don Kiernan does a great job, always has. The Rochester Stars took the Jersey Hitmen Premier Team to a shootout, and we lost to Rochester 4-2, where the shots were pretty even. So that was unfortunately it was a league game, but it was a great learning experience. It's always great to play great competition. Rochester has 15 returning EJHL players on their team. So if you want to play good competition, play teams like that. And we did. Springfield was obviously a game that we'd like to forget because of those 10 minutes in that second half. Once we called timeout and kind of fired everybody up, we dominated them the last 6 minutes, showed that we can play with them, which our guys needed to see. And then the last game against Portland, we scored first, went down late in the second half, came back, or I'm sorry, went down late in the first half, came back in the second half, and battled through every minute and won the game. Gave us some momentum coming into this weekend.
So you got any particular lines that worked and didn't work out there on the ice?
Well, I think, our line of Howland, Gross, and Gray have a lot of pressure on them, both from themselves and from the expectation that I think everybody, you know, kind of has on them because of the amount of talent that's on that line.
Of course.
Alex Gross has really turned into a leader, on and off the ice. It's amazing. Alex is finally starting to put everything together. It's so nice to see. Just in the nick of time, 20 years old now, so just getting in there. It's really showing. It's going to show college coaches this year that he has that maturity to go along with the skill. I think a lot of people are going to notice that. Nick Gray is a fantastic player, 2 years younger, the youngest guy on that line. He's a natural goal scorer. When you pair him up also with Chris Howland, who's back, 94 birth year, there's so much offensive talent on that line that it's unreal. And when they click, it's fun to watch. We're going to work on the defensive zone some with them. That's something that we need to focus on. The line that was the best line over the course of the whole weekend was Wensley, Carr, and Smith. That line was fantastic. I think overall that line was +8. +3, +3, +2. So they were +8. And when you've only won 1 game out of 4 and you have a line that's +8, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
So they were outstanding. Chemistry starting to come together with them. And then unfortunately, because of injuries, our third line, we don't really have a fourth line right now because of the injuries that we've sustained already.
Yeah.
But our third line, Connor Ackerman from Pittsburgh, trying to get adjusted to the level of play. I think Tyler Nolan's actually done fantastic. Tyler Nolan played for our Empire team last year. He was our only Empire All-Star. Great kid. Lots of natural talent. He's adjusting quickly to the level of play. Scored a power play goal against Syracuse. So I think Tyler's got lots of potential, and he's going to come a long way. And Joe Pouliot, veteran guy for us now. He's kind of trying to stabilize that line and make sure that they're effective and contributing in any way they can. And then defensively, we have couple guys from up in Maryland, James Thayer, Adam Natowski. Mm-hmm. They're a pair that came here together. They're both great guys. Unfortunately, Adam sustained a separated shoulder, one of our injuries. Adam's probably, you know, one of our top two or well, he is one of our top two or three defensemen. Huge loss for us. I have a lot of expectation and a lot of needs out of Adam, and I know he's going to be able to fulfill those. Ian Edgington's a returner. He's going to be one of our anchors. Justin Mendoza, a lot of speed. Mm-hmm. Was so impressed with the amount of body contact that he made this weekend. He threw his body around all over the place. And once you see him and you see his size, it's like a Peter Veltri type. It's great. Nice. So he's fantastic. He was actually nominated for Player of the Week defensively for the league. We'll see if he gets it, but it's great to be nominated. Mm-hmm. Carter Schultz is returning. Carter has made such a 180 from last year. I feel great for the kid because it was a frustrating year for him last year, mm-hmm. and this year he's really kind of starting to turn the corner. He played great this weekend. I think in the end he was either even or minus one, but he was very good.
That's respectable.
Yeah, when you've lost three or four games to be right there, it's great. So and then our newcomer Jonas, he's still adjusting to the Jonas Glad is still adjusting to the North American style of hockey. There's so many things that are different, and that was also the first time he had played a game on an NHL sheet. So there's a big difference for him. He's making the adjustments, but he'll get there. And then obviously in net, we have the best goaltending tandem that we've had in the Patriots. Phillip Park, Dustin Moyer are two goalies that are all-star caliber for our league. They're both goalies that'll be in the NHL. NAHL, excuse me. I don't want to give them too much credit here. NAHL, or even higher, mm-hmm. at some point in their playing careers. They're both goalies that will give their team a chance to win and every time they're in net. And that's what you need. And they're competitors. They're going to push each other. They have a great relationship off the ice. I'm excited about it. So overall, a lot of good things coming, but mm-hmm. we just have to wait for it to all kind of come together now.
Have you had any opportunity with special teams this past weekend to get a feel of how your penalty kill looks, how your power play looks?
We have for our power play, we have one set power play unit. Our second unit was because of injuries, lost mm-hmm. two players off of it. So we're going to be in practice this week. We're working on putting together a second unit, but our first unit is Mendoza and Gross back on the point with Hallen, Gray, and Wensley in front of the net.
All right.
And they did pretty well. Mm-hmm. I think there's still a lot of work that needs to be done, but it'll get there. On the penalty kill, we're trying to see who is the best at, you know, reading the opposing team's power play, you know, when to be in box, when to shift a diamond, who's blocking shots, who's making sure they're taking the opportunities they get to get the puck out of the zone and get it iced down so we can get fresh legs on the ice during the penalty. There's been some bright ones, but once again, I have to mention Alex Gross, shot blocking extraordinaire.
He's got a kid, heck of a shot too.
Yeah, that kid, he's already blocked a ton of shots this mm-hmm. this year. He's played four games. He took one off the old Crown Jewels on a PK that gave him some serious damage, he played the entire game. He's a battler. If there's a way to lead by, it's to lead by example.
All right. So looks like he'll be pulling double duty this year all around. Yeah. So if you were to designate a player of the weekend, who would it be?
Ooh, Mikey Carr. Yeah, Mikey, I was real proud of him. I think last year he'll admit that it was a real big underachieving year for him. I think he's really comfortable with his line mates this year. He doesn't feel a lot of pressure. Mm-hmm. Both Jake and Cameron are very capable hockey players. They're all starting to read off of each other real well. Mikey's moving his feet a lot more than he did last year. He's using that speed. He's shooting the puck now, which he always seemed to shy away from in the past. And, he came out of the weekend as our leading scorer, a goal and four assists. And a couple of the assists were because he was getting the puck to the net and guys were banging in rebounds. And that's something that in the past he's always tried to, thread the needle on a pass and it gets broken up and we lose the scoring chance. Mm-hmm. His decision-making has gotten a lot better. And as a result, his line is getting more scoring chances. And you know, the ability has always been there for Mikey. It's a matter of it coming together. So goal and 4 assists, 5 points, +3, that's definitely the player of the weekend.
All right. Now, are there any concerns coming into this weekend against Atlanta? And don't state the obvious, being injuries. Well, I mean, is that the only concern, or is there other things that need to be worked out between now and then?
Honestly, injuries is the only concern. I'm really, really confident with this team. We've got guys in this locker room that have really, really gelled. I would venture to say that this team has gelled more already than our team last year did the entire season.
Impressive. All right.
I think that if you talk to players, they'll feel the same way. The locker room is just fantastic. These kids really want to play for each other, and that's what you have to have to have a successful hockey team. Every guy on this team has to want, more than anything, to do everything that they possibly can to make this team successful for the rest of the guys in the locker room. And I think we have that. So as long as we can get our injuries healed up, stay healthy, and everyone can do their part to contribute to our team's success, then that's what we'll have.
All right. Well, good luck this coming weekend against Atlanta.
Thank you.
All right. So those were the thoughts of Coach RJ Ziegler on this past weekend. And looking ahead at the upcoming weekend against the Atlanta Junior Knights at the Prince William Ice Center, it'll be the first set of home games for this Potomac Patriots organization for the Elite and Empire teams. So, of course, if you are in the area, come on out. Even if you're not in the area, get in the car. It's a lovely drive down here to the Washington, D.C. area. Woodbridge, Virginia will be the site of the games this coming Sunday. 5:30 start for the Elite team and an 8 o'clock start for the Empire team. Both games at the Prince William Ice Center, of course. And if you can't make it, tune in to crossicefeed.com for the broadcast. Click on the stream button at the top right, and you will get all the live play-by-play and commentary. And of course, if you do miss the game, you can check it out days after it is played on YouTube, and it's youtube.com/crossicefeed. So, for the Patriots playback, this has been David Stearns saying, see you Saturday, everybody, and as always, don't stop believing.